You're listening to a Peak Media production.
And now, coming to you from the Windy City, it's The Daily Dime with your host, Tim Keller.
Welcome, everyone, to this Tuesday edition of The Daily Dime. Today is April 29th, and we didn't have as busy of a day in the sports world yesterday, but we're going to talk about it anyway, so let's jump right into it. All right, so we'll start off in the NBA, where we had Game 4 between the Cavs and the Heat down in Miami, and this one was essentially over from the tip. I missed the beginning of this game. I was running some errands, and I got home maybe 5 minutes into the game, and it was already like 35 to 10. It was just out of hand from the absolute beginning, and the Heat suffered their worst loss ever in the playoffs on Saturday, and then it was almost doubled last night. The Cavs end up going on to win 138-83, which, if you didn't have the diff up on your TV as they had on the Cavs broadcast, they won by 55. And they were actually up by 60 at one point, just utter domination. Not only were they fantastic, like, the Heat just clearly did not care. They had quit on the season. They were already down 3-0. They knew the series was over, and that was it. So they're on their way to Cancun, Cavs on their way to the second round. I don't even know if the box score is worth really reviewing for this one, because it was such a blowout. And a lot of the starters didn't play full minutes for the Cavs, but Donovan Mitchell led the way with 22 for them. Darius Garland didn't even play in this one. Mobley had 17, Jared Allen had 14, and then a lot of the other big performances were off the bench because those guys had more minutes. So DeAndre Hunter had 19, Ty Jerome had 18, Javonte Green had 11, and then just a handful of other guys followed suit. So just an absolute blowout for the Cavs, dominant fashion. Tyler Hero really struggled for the Heat. He was just 1-for-10 in this one, 1-for-9 from three. He finished with 4 points. Adebayo had 13, Wiggins had 12. And really no one else played well at all besides Jovic. He had 24 on 8-for-15 shooting off the bench, and including 4 threes. But yeah, that's about all there is to say about this one. Cavs move on. They will now play the winner of the Pacers and the Bucks, who will play tonight. Looking like it's going to be the Pacers with them up 3-1 and Dame tearing his Achilles. But you never know. We'll see how that one pans out. The other game we had last night was between the Warriors and the Rockets. The Warriors would go on to win 109-106 to go up 3-1 in that series. And this was not Steph's best game. They really needed help from Jimmy and the others as he came back from his injury. But Steph finished with only 17 points. He was 6-for-13 from the field. He only had 3 assists, 3 rebounds. But they didn't really need it. Jimmy had 27 on a super efficient night. He only took 12 shots. Pajemski had 26. He was really good. He made 6 threes. And then Draymond was just everywhere. He was the typical instigator that he normally is, mixing things up, playing super physical, setting the tone for them. And then Jalen Green just disappeared for the Rockets. He's had such an interesting series where he's either been fantastic or just basically non-existent. He had 7 points in game one, 38 points in game two, but then he only had 9 in game three, and he had 8 yesterday. So just not really sure what's going on with him. Sengun was awesome. He had 31 points. Amen Thompson was okay. He had 17. Brooks had 11. Van Vliet was good. He had 25. But other than that, they got almost nothing off their bench. They only had 14 bench points. So just kind of my biggest fear for the Rockets coming into this one was their ability to close out games and win with a more inexperienced team. And that kind of came to fruition again. The Warriors know how to win, as they've been, successful for at least the past decade. And they were able to close out this one even in another tight game. So they win 109-106 to take a 3-1 lead. The series will head back to Houston, but Golden State obviously in control of this one, and the Rockets feel like they're just a little bit lost right now. So I would not be surprised at all if Golden State wins game 5 on the road. I think I will lean Rockets, but it looks like Golden State's going to win this series, and then they will play the winner of Lakers-Timberwolves, which is also looking like Minnesota at this point. But anyway, those were the only two games that we had last night in the NBA. Tonight we have the Bucks and Pacers, as I mentioned, with the Pacers leading that one 3-1. And I would assume they've got to be heavy favorites tonight, especially with Dame out. Then we'll have the Pistons and the Knicks in New York. So the Knicks are favored there by about 6 points in the Garden. They also lead 3-1. They have a chance to close out the Pistons. Then we'll have the Celtics and Magic following that. Celtics also up 3-1 and big favorites at home in Game 5. And then we'll have the Clippers Nuggets, that series 2-2 with Game 5 in Denver. And that one should be pretty even. Every game in this one has been pretty exciting for the most part. So I'm really excited to watch that one in the nightcap. But that pretty much covers it for the NBA. We also had two NHL games last night. We had the Panthers hosting the Lightning, where they won 4-2 to take a 3-1 series lead. And then we had the Stars and the Avalanche, as the Stars won 6-2 to take a 3-2 series lead in that one. Tonight we have four games as well, just like in the NBA. The first is Toronto hosting the Senators. They lead the series 3-1 with a chance to close it out tonight. Then we have the Hurricanes hosting the Devils. Carolina leads that one 3-1 also. And then we have Vegas and Minnesota. That series is tied 2-2 with Game 5 tonight in Vegas. And then we have the Kings hosting the Oilers with that series also 2-2. Got basketball and hockey mixed up there for a second. In LA. So we'll review those games tomorrow, but that just about wraps up the episode for today, a short one. But anyways, as always, thank you for listening. Please consider following the show if you haven't already and rating 5 stars on Apple or Spotify or wherever else you may listen. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.